I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Salt, we have Jill from Meriden on the phone. She's ready to play Can't Beat Christine. Jill, what do you do for a living?
I work in IT at an insurance company.
Oh, nice. IT?
Okay.
Do you say this on a regular basis to people who bother you about technical questions? Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Yeah, that's kind of a go-to question.
Yeah. Do you ever tell them to just blow on it?
That's not as common.
Okay. All right, Jill, we're going to kick Christine out of the studio. 5 questions of pop culture trivia. If you can get more right than Christine, you are going to walk away with those front row tickets to TIC's All-Star Christmas, Friday, December 13th at Mohegan Sun Arena, okay?
Awesome. All right.
All right. Remember, a tie is considered a loss. Question number 1. Felicity Huffman reported to jail 10 days early. Which other famous actress who starred in Hallmark's Garage Sale Mysteries is embroiled in the college admissions scandal?
Lori Loughlin.
Question number 2. Brie Larson found herself in the middle of a gay marriage proposal at Ace Comic Con this weekend. She plays which superhero in the Marvel Universe?
I don't know.
Okay, question number 3. Jennifer Aniston got dragged yesterday after disparaging remarks about Marvel movies when fans posted her movie's Rotten Tomatoes scores. It was hilarious. Which character did she play on Friends?
Rachel.
Question number 4. Neil Patrick Harris has joined the cast of The Matrix 4. Yeah, because when I think of sci-fi action movies, I think of Barney Stinson from what show that he was on CBS for 10 years?
How I Met Your Mother.
And question number 5. A Grease spinoff series is coming to HBO Max, and yes, it is going to be a musical called Rydell High. Who were the original stars of Grease?
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
All right, let's get Christine back in the studio. How was it out there?
Oh, it was so lonely.
Oh, so lonely.
I thought you guys forgot about me.
We did. In fact, actually, Jill had to remind me you were out there.
Gee, thanks.
4 out of 5 correct for Jill.
Oh, damn, Jill. It's on now.
All right, let's do it. Here we go, Christine. Question 1. Felicity Huffman reported to jail 10 days early. Which other famous actress who is the star of Hallmark's Garage Sale Mysteries is embroiled in the college admission scandal?
Lori Loughlin.
1-1. Question number 2. Brie Larson found herself in the middle of a gay marriage proposal at Ace Comic Con this past weekend. She plays which superhero in the Marvel Universe?
Captain Marvel.
2-1 for Christine. Question number 3. Jennifer Aniston got dragged after disparaging remarks about Marvel movies. Mm. When will people learn? Just don't go up against Marvel movies.
You can't do it.
You're just not going to do it. Which character did she play on Friends?
Rachel?
Oh. Wow. Oh. A little iffy there.
Whoa.
Jill was smelling blood.
Yes, she was. She was
right.
Circling.
Question 4. Neil Patrick Harris has joined the cast of The Matrix 4. Yeah, because when I think of sci-fi action movies, I think of Barney Stinson from what TV show that he was on for CBS for 10 years?
How I Met Your Mother.
4-3 for Christine. And finally, a Grease spinoff series is coming to HBO Max, and it will be a musical called Rydell High.
Perfect.
Who were the original stars of Grease?
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Wow. I am sorry, Jill. Christine, all 5 correct.
I am not sorry, Jill.
If only I watched Marvel.
Yeah. Get on the bus, Jill. All right, you're not walking away empty-handed. We do have a pair of tickets to any screening of Adam's Family that's playing at an AMC theater.
Awesome. Thank you.
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.